Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keep texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted. Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. At this time, we are going to head into, for our friends at Direct Workwear, the Oilers Now Audio Vault. Here's Corey Perry talking about his relationship with Drew Doughty.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Huge selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
I'd say we're friends, but we'll put that aside until after this series. And but he's a heck of a competitor, a great player. He plays half the game pretty much every single night. So he's a guy. He's a warrior. He's not gonna give in.
So there's nothing. He knows your game, and you know his.
I think
there's no secrets.
I don't think there's any secrets. I think we've played against each other enough over the years, maybe in Anaheim, and we've had some battles, and that's the fun part of this game.
All right, that is the Oilers Now Audio Vault again for Direct Workwear. More with Mac T on Mondays with Craig McTavish. Brought to you by Contract Equipment Limited, Canada's premium heavy equipment dealer with rental and sales. We're live in Ford Hall, and we bring Craig McTavish back aboard. And Craig, let's get to it on Corey Perry. Your thoughts on what he has shown, and I'll give you the numbers, as a member of the Edmonton Oilers, 8 goals, 13 points in 38 games. He's minus one. Ended up with 12 goals, 22 points. He's playing 12.51 per game. He's played 196 playoff games. You can't buy experience like that, can you?
No. Very, very valuable add, not only on the ice, but in particular off the ice, in terms of the impact he's going to have at critical times when things get difficult. He'll be a calming voice, or maybe he's not a calming voice. Maybe he's a guy that gets everybody going at the right time. And really, that's what leadership's all about, is being able to apply the best perspective to situations that you're in. And you learn that through, I guess, your upbringing, your character, and also the experience that you have, and his experience is vast. Interesting talking about Corey Perry and Drew Doughty. They're both Londoners. Corey Perry played there in junior. Drew Doughty's from London, Ontario. That's my hometown. And talk about two old school throwback hockey players. Drew Doughty, he's slowed down slightly, but he's still...
He had a great year, 15 goals and 50 points this season.
Elite competitor. I mean, that guy, he just loves to play.
Yeah, no question about it. Not loving battling through a little bit of a head cold right now is Craig McTavish.
That's right.
Back to you on Monday. So I got to ask you this, just a thought on... We're on air. Thank you. Yes. Not very well. I didn't play very well. He was pretty good. It's one of those situations where you look at this. This is how good it is with Corey Perry. Somebody said to me, Bob, the exchange with him and Evander Kane. Okay. That exchange. It looked like it was only a one-way exchange. It was Corey Perry and it was Evander listening. And not every player can do that with Evander Kane. Can they, Craig?
No, and those interactions are common. I think they're all men. They're not,
Do you think maybe people, we just live in a different generation where people, do you know how many times I got crap, literally all the time? All the time. You want to watch that from now on? Thanks,
Phil. Those things happen a lot.
Who was the most demonstrative guy back when you played? Was Mark Messier amongst the more verbal fellows that would let some other teammates know?
I don't ever recall Mark doing that.
He never once?
Ever.
Never got yelled at?
I don't recall him. Like you hear stories of him grabbing guys and putting them up against the wall.
That's complete crap.
I think it is, yeah. I don't. I mean, he had a fire when it was go time. You didn't have to be. You didn't have to be told.
Ask Jamie McCowan.
Yeah, and,
or Joel Otto.
He was a tremendously supportive teammate, and mostly you didn't have to do that to that group.
Yeah, well, it was a little bit different group. You guys had won 5 Stanley Cups, so we're joined right now by Craig McTavish, Mac T on Mondays. He's playing a little bit hurt today. You know, it's all the work grinding away here in the last three or four days. So
3 or 4 days, yeah, it's been fun, but it's the really good times are going to be happening right now, yeah. Starting tonight.
So if you're Chris Knobloch and you're coaching your first playoff game, you recall coaching your first playoff game? Was that 2000? Or was it yeah, it was 2001.
2001, yeah.
You know where it was?
I'm going to guess Dallas.
It was Dallas.
Yeah.
Because I was there.
Yeah, and we might have won. Did we?
You split that, the opening two games.
Yeah.
I remember because I had to fill in for David Moyer, a.k.a. Moisty. He was the number one stats guy, and he couldn't do both series. So I got sent down, and I had to give up my U2 tickets in Calgary. And guess who got them? Ken Nichols.
Really?
Yes, there you go. He took the U2 tickets. So I went to go work. And in fact, Cal came over, had a few positive words there. And I remember going for a drink with Cal down in Dallas. And you guys had an event for the media the night before the first game. And
in Dallas?
In Dallas. You went to a sports bar in Dallas. There was like a bar where you guys could get the hockey games on. And you had everybody there. So Bill Tawillie was there. And Billy Moores was on the staff. And Billy knew who I was because he got stuck with me for 3 of the most miserable years of his life. Just kidding. But back in 89 and 92. Oh, yeah. I was back in the day. So I think you won game 2. Now I'm going to have to look it up. For some reason, I thought you won game 2.
That steel trap has let something go.
Time to retire. Let's go to the Oilers Now Injury Report. It's brought to you all season long by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. For the LA Kings, a goaltender that the Edmonton Oilers tried signing for their farm team, Phoenix Copley. He suffered a significant, he tore his ACL. He's done for the year. He's on LTIR. And that is why Cam Talbot ended up being the number one guy. Of course, they had Korpisalo at goal last year, Jonathan Quick. The year before, the Oilers 2 years ago had Mike Smith. Last year, Edmonton went with Stuart Skinner. We are going to get to goaltending momentarily. Edmonton basically is completely healthy. Evander Kane, though, saying that he was playing through a sports hernia yesterday, sharing that. Does it matter that he said, hey, this is what I've been dealing with all season? What are your thoughts on that, Craig?
Well, I think it matters if the injury could be targeted, if the information could be used to a disadvantage for the Oilers, but in this case, I don't think there's any benefit at all that the opposition will take from knowing that Evander Kane has a sports hernia. I think, obviously, soft muscle injury. I think it's, I mean, I guess there's all kinds of different degrees of severity of sports hernias. But I wouldn't think that it's going to be too prohibitive to him. And you know, it's I don't think it's useful information at all to LA.
This text comes in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Clint is Texas. FYI, Bob, Craig McTavish was the answer to a trivia question on the weakest link a few weeks ago. And that was who was the last helmeted player or last player to go without a helmet? That was Craig McTavish.
So, have you ever heard of the show?
The weakest link?
Yeah.
Some have said I'm the weakest
link.
Yeah. The one that
I haven't heard of it.
The one that made me laugh the most was the guy going for the $1 million and you're allowed to call a friend. So he called his dad and he calls him and goes, Dad, I just wanted you to know I don't actually need you for this answer. I know what the right answer is, but I want you to be the first to know that I'm going to win $1 million.
I know. I love that story.
That is an awesome story.
And I was a question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when I was back in my, I was an assistant coach in in New York, and that was a really popular show back in those days, so I got way more notoriety for that than anything I did on or off the ice.
There you go. Craig Vitavich joining us. When we return on Oilers Now, Mac T on Mondays, we're going to talk about perhaps the most important part of the game, goaltending. At the end of the day, Pat Burns once famously said, goaltending is 70% of hockey. Unless you don't have it, then it is 100% of hockey. Bob Stauffer, Mac T on Mondays for Contract Equipment live from Fort Hall when we return. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's 519 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer, Craig Vitavich with you. Mac T on Mondays for Contract Equipment Limited. We hear a lot of comments about the cost of living, including the cost of vehicles. At the same time, consumers are keeping their vehicles longer. Repair costs start to come into play. The team at Brentridge Ford is working to help. They've assembled 30 Escapes and Bronco Sports that can provide reliable and affordable transportation. For fair and open vehicle ownership, call Rich, Johnny, and Uncle Milt at 780-352-6048, Brentridge Ford on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. All right, let's get to the goaltending. Cam Talbot, Craig, he's a veteran. He's had a great year. Plus 14.0 goals saved above expectation. That's 27-20-6 this year. 913 save percentage. 921 all-time in the playoffs. He's got a .500 record at 15-16.
Great stats.
Great stat. Like, you know what? You look at it, and I saw Henrik Lundqvist. And he basically had Edmonton with the third best goaltending out of the West about 2 weeks ago. I think he had LA at 5. The numbers, LA's numbers are better for their goalies. Now, their team defense, they play a different style. They don't take, there's not as much risk in their game. Your thoughts on Cam Talbot as a goaltender?
Well, he's going to come in here absolutely motivated, for sure. Anytime you go back into one of your former teams, especially Cam, we all know how difficult it is for goaltenders here in this market. And Cam is going to want to, he's a competitor, he's an unbelievable person, he was a great Oiler, incredible teammate, and he's going to want to give it to us, there's no question. And motivation sometimes can be good for a goalie, sometimes it can be bad. You can try too hard, but I like the matchup in goal with Stu against Cam. I think, you know, the way Stu's played throughout the year, we have every right to think that that's going to continue in the playoffs, but he's not done it, and until you've done it, you haven't done it. And you know, he's going to be under pressure. He's had a fantastic year after kind of a tough start, but turned things right around for the Oilers. And you know, you think back to where the Oilers were at the start, where it looked like everybody is projecting statistically that the Oilers aren't going to make the playoffs or incapable
well,
of making the playoffs.
After the 3-9-1 start.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, imagine what it would be like right now if that byline continued and we were out of the playoffs. I mean, it would be just...
It'd be awful.
Terrible. But they've played unbelievably well the rest of the year and put themselves in a position where they could have won the Pacific Division, and you know, they're poised to make a real significant run. I think they have a pretty good road to the conference finals. I mean, Vancouver, I don't want to think that that's going to be easy if they beat the Predators, because we haven't beat them all year. And but you know, they're definitely a team that we should be able to take care of.
We have the answer, by the way, to the 2001 playoffs, Game 1. You lost Game 1 in Dallas 2-1 in overtime. That was the final score. So you won,
okay.
You won Game 2 there, 4-3. Jamie Langenbrenner scored the game winner from Sean Van Allen, a former... where was he from? Was he from Tisdale or was he from Shaunavon, Saskatchewan?
Yeah, I think he's Shaunavon, Saskatchewan.
And Ted Donato. Smith scored in the second, and then Medano tied it. Then you guys won game two. You ended up winning game two. Hey, Jack, I'm on the air right now, but thanks for calling. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. It is 5:23 in Edmonton. So we've discussed the goaltending, and
No. Penalty killing, to me, is going to be critical.
Well, this is where
critical.
Edmonton was over 50% last year against the LA Kings.
Over 50%. That doesn't sound good.
Well, that was the major thing in Todd McClellan's postseason. He said, we have to improve our penalty kill. And he said the Oilers aren't going anywhere.
Oh, the Oilers on the power play were 50%.
Yes.
Well, they have. They're second in the league on the penalty kill. And the Oilers have to be able to kill penalties. If you're going to win a Stanley Cup, you have to kill penalties at crucial times. And you have to, you know, have sequences when you are on the man disadvantage, sequences where, you know, you're not in your own end for 2 minutes. And our penalty killing has at times been good and other times been a little leaky. So I really think that if we can kill penalties, which is win faceoffs, clear pucks, win battles, good sticks, managing the aggressiveness and the passiveness, then we got a real chance. But you have to be able to kill penalties.
Yeah. So goaltending and penalty killing, not a surprise for you, two of the things. They're gonna. Do you buy every, I mean, Edmonton, in terms of their 5-on-5 play, the Oilers finish year number one in the NHL and expected goals for at 57.09%. The only team that was close to that was Carolina. The Kings, that said, they were fourth in expected goals for. So they're a good 5-on-5 team as well. What would you say to that, Matty, just in terms of, because we're looking at the depth of this LA lineup, and they are deep up front. There's no question about it. But Edmonton did, you know, lead the league in shots for and had the best expected goals 5-on-5 all season long.
And then why the disparity in that LA finished 20th in 5-on-5 goals?
Well, are they a team? Are they a team that puts a lot of pucks on net whenever they get a chance, that inflates their shot metric totals and perhaps gives them more opportunities? I don't have that.
And yeah, we'll have to look at the shots and see if they're volume shooters.
Because their power play was 12.
Yeah,
it's not like it was a terrible power play.
No, their power play is formidable for sure. They've got a lot of personnel, and. You know, we're gonna have to be able to kill penalties, as I said, and that to me is maybe the most crucial thing outside of goaltending.
All right, 5:26 in Edmonton. Final little bit with Craig McTavish here. I don't know if he's gonna be able to pull it off of the top of his head. The Edmonton Oilers have one skater tonight playing his first NHL playoff game, and that is our trivia question for Jack Cookson and the staff at Pro-Am Sports, your fan cave specialist here in the city of Edmonton. And the question is, which Edmonton Oilers skater will make his NHL, not as an Oiler, but will make his NHL playoff debut tonight for the Edmonton Oilers? Which Edmonton Oilers skater?
You would think Holloway, but it can't be Holloway.
Because he's played against Colorado 2 years ago in the playoffs. Yeah. He got in a game four. 780-496-0063. If you get the correct answer, you will have a chance. You'll be entered in to win the draw for the Stuart Skinner signed jersey that we're going to give away at the end of the month. Again, this is for Pro-Am Sports Trivia. And I know he's got signings coming up with the likes of Vincent Desharnais and he's Corey Perry. A couple more there just to throw you away. So 780-496-0063. I can't tell you the answer until we come back from break. Final prediction, Mac T, in this segment. Here we go. At 5:27 in Edmonton. What happens tonight? You make the call.
Oilers win a tight one. 3-1.
3-1? There you go. That is the former GM, head coach, four-time Stanley Cup champion, Mac T on Mondays, who got stuck with me for three of the last 4 days and has lived to tell about it. Off to a Global News weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. When we come back in Oilers Now, we will hook up with Frank Saravalli from Daily Faceoffs for the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta.